I wanted to briefly talk about my experience with family law. I am the biological mother of a daughter, and my then partner and I decided to have a child, and we made that decision together, and my former partner is quite clearly, in a very sensible person's eyes, the mother of our daughter. When our relationship broke up, when our daughter was three, we wanted to formalise and legalise, so to speak, the relationship between her and our daughter, and it proved to be fairly difficult. And it's probably only due to the fact that I'm a lawyer, and I'm stroppy and obnoxious, and I don't like being told no for an answer. That we proceeded to do it, and also the fact that their breakup was relatively amicable, and you know we were still speaking, and we could agree on a way to deal with custody arrangements. I can't imagine how couples would do it if they were hated each other, or if they weren't highly educated and very determined. We went before the family court, or the local court, family matters, and we both had to file affidavits attesting to the nature of our relationship, the nature of the relationship between us and our daughter, and how things worked. And we came before a magistrate who asked us what I consider fairly offensive and inappropriate questions. I ended up, in effect, being my former partner's advocate, because it was right out of her. It wasn't her sphere. You know, she didn't sort of know how to respond to these ridiculous questions. And the magistrate asked me things. Said things to me like, well, you've had one relationship and now that's broken up, and the next thing you'll have another relationship, and you want me to make orders for this other new woman, and you know what's this got to, you know, why should I be making some orders? You know, what there's basically he was trying to say there is no relationship between you, speaking to my former partner, and the child. And there is, and there was, and you know, according to our daughter was 3 years old. All she knew was that she had two mothers. You know, and at that stage, she wasn't interested in biology. She had two mothers, both exactly the same, both her mother. And it took it took a lot of persuasion. And I'm glad to say, in the end, that the magistrate actually, almost in the judgment, almost apologised and said that he had heard our submissions, and he was impressed by the fact that the strength of feeling and the genuineness of the relationship between me and my daughter and my partner and her daughter and person. And we now have family court orders that say that both of us are her legal guardians, and that we both have a say in her upbringing. All of this would have been completely unnecessary, of course, had my partner been formally recognised as our daughter's mother when she was born, which is what would have happened.
Could I ask you, and I'm sorry to be inquisitive, but did the family court issue is one that we've been considering. Did the orders that were made at the end of the day cover maintenance obligations as well as other matters that you might have sorted out?
I don't remember. They were consent orders in the end. They related to access and residence. We both have similar incomes, and I think we decided that it wasn't probably appropriate. We certainly do both continue to contribute equally financially to her upbringing, and we have a joint account for her and so on. As far as I recall, that's all just done by agreement between us.
Okay.